Francisco returned us to our initial theme, the importance of first-person accounts. I want to begin to combine what we just saw, the face recognition experiments, with first-person accounts as a tool for analysis. We have now begun to do the same kind of experiments, but instead of just presenting slides and asking the person to push the button, after each presentation, now we ask the person to give an account of his or her experience and state of mind preceding the stimulation. These are intelligent but not highly trained subjects. One group had what he called stable readiness. They were just relaxed and waiting. Readiness with some degree of expectation typified the second group. A third group was slightly distracted. And finally, there were those people who were totally unprepared, doing something else, such as daydreaming. Francisco went on. The point here is simply to see the difference when you are asked to do a task. Here you have a whole group of cases where the person is just distracted, and the patterns are so different that they don't combine into something stable. Whereas when you do the task very precisely, they always combine into a stable pattern. I wanted to continue the discussion about the scientific attempt to understand what happens in the moment of perception or experience and the very fine-grained Buddhist analysis of just that. This seemed a point where Buddhist insights might become a guiding source of theoretical hypotheses for science. So I asked about the value that might be added by having such expert observers. If we're going to use a first-person methodology, what can people really notice, both ordinary people and highly trained people? Francisco replied by pointing out that the first, second, and third-person methods, that is, the person having the experience, a skilled interviewer, and objective methods, are really just different ways to validate this kind of data. There are different styles of validation, all part of what can become intersubjective knowledge, knowledge that is valid in common and not just my private idea.